Big throw-ups everywhere in the jail. It was sick. I mean, it was all right.
Well, did everyone else think that was inside? Were they into it?
No, but people can't. Like, people say to me, why do you do that fucking childish thing? And I'm like, you don't understand what it's like to get that...
Oh, it's... Buzz.
It's a buzz. And it lasts for days.
Yeah.
You don't have to chase it because you're living it.
Yeah. Like, it's in you.
Yeah, it's part of life, man. It's part of, like, every time I'm on the phone, I'm fucking doodling or... Do you know what I mean? It's everywhere, like... It's...
Do you think... All right, so now here comes a spicy question. All right, okay, we ready for Spice Patrol? Hold on to your blinkers. Killer Keller podcast. Killer Keller official. .com.
Street Culture TV.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller podcast. Once again, back in effect, as you like us now. Central London, or central as you need to be, choose to be, acquire to be. House sponsors the mighty GK Nifty Heads of a massive 100,000 play-to-earn NFTs to give away to the streets. Just hit the link in the description or go to gknifty.com and get ready for HODL Wars Summer 2024. We are in the building with a gentleman from 96, long time, from Platform 4, London Bridge, no less, to the stars. We're talking about BMS. We're talking about 439. Listen, salute the general. Fats in the building. How are we, my brother? And BMS, make some noise, please, everybody. How are you, my brother?
I'm cool, man.
What's happening? Cool, bro. What are you doing up north? What's going on? How have you been? What's been happening?
Well, just trying to keep myself out of trouble, you know?
Like, famous last words on this podcast.
Yeah, just fucking trying to stay out of trouble, but it's hard.
Brother, look, I'm just going to have to dial back to a certain era of my career and my life and seeing you up on the lines from South onwards. You know, we're talking like Peckham Ways, we're talking Streatham, we're talking these informative years for me, and a lot of people out there will resonate. It will resonate that you're even on the podcast right now. Some will be surprised that you're on the podcast, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got history here.
A little bit. Well... It's a lifestyle to me. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you see skateboarders and you can tell writers.
Can you?
100%.
Yeah. What's the first giveaway for you for a writer? In 2024, what's the first giveaway?
Hanging around train stations looking for runners. Do you know what I mean? Standing near a doorway too long with a geezer looking out. You'd paint on the clothes.
All bets are off now, aren't they?
Bags rattling.
But we were talking about this across the road, wasn't it? All bets are off so far as what's happening in 2024
100%.
With Graf.
Graf's gone off to scale.
Yeah.
It's nuts now.
Yeah.
I'm seeing street dubs everywhere.
Mm.
Like, everywhere you're going, there's fucking Graf. And it's... Some are shit.
Mm.
Some are good. But to me, it's just vandalism. And that's where it's at.
It's busy.
Busy. Busy, busy. Weren't like this back in the day. Do you know what I mean? And now Instagram's about. It's smartphones and...
Mm.
All crews are linking up. It's on
benching.
Top.
Benching. Benching, expecting to see something is one thing. Benching to see like 6, 7 more. Mm-hmm.
Sitting in a train station all day and the cunt's buffed it the night before, you don't even get to see it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like having to sit in a train station for 12 hours, just train after train after train and nothing's on it. And you're
nothing's
like, what
it.
The fuck?
Yeah.
They buffed it. You know what I mean? It's now. There's so much of it going on.
Yeah.
And you can take a flick of it in the yard with a smartphone with a fucking mad camera on it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the fucking... The real deal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's Graph's easier now.
Yeah. I think that's the problem.
What you said about they buffed it, but then you catch your fucking underside underneath.
Yeah, that's...
Fucking taggings.
You know it was your thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Graph now is...
Big up Sikis, of course. Big up NZ inside the place. BMS in the building.
Graph is easy now to what it used to be. But me, you have to go and rack your paint.
Mm.
You're in the yard with fucking plaster coats and NY caps, and you've got a flash camera in your bag, and you've got to be in at 9 o'clock because you ain't been to school all day. And now you're in a yard. You've got your fucking school uniform still on. Now it's just like kids don't even fucking go to school. They just like, I mean, it's just, it's madness out there.
They don't go to school and they don't do anything contributive to much, right?
Well, I remember none of it.
Yeah, that's crazy. You said school uniform. You spoke of a tie. Now let's get into that mindset, because when you was younger, there was, of course, there was a whole heap of different pressures. But we're going back to what, 94, 95? We're talking of a
first tag was fudge. Fudge.
So what year was that?
94, 93.
93. What were you doing in 93, huh? That's crazy. The idea that you were just compelled to want to, like, paint.
It was that. It was more, you got the, like, it was known fucking iron.
Yeah.
Cos.
Yeah.
And it's like...
You said Cot as well earlier. Yeah. Now, there's
Cot,
a name that...
Cot 1, mate.
Yeah, and Onyx as well. Those Onyx. Kind of...
But it was like me and Alki from Lewisham, IPN Alki, and we used to get these 50p spray cans, and they were like... They were terrible. We used to just look at all the graph everywhere and then just go and bomb up the estates. And it was like... It was sick. I remember when I moved to my nan's, like, I was pens and... I absolutely hammered the estate. And my next-door neighbour was, like, the community woman for the estate, and she kept going to me, do you know who this fats is? Do you know who this fats is? And for years, she never knew. And once my nan and that were decorating, and fucking... We tagged up the whole of my nan's corridor because there was all, like... She was wallpapering it, so we done all the... Once we scraped it all down, we done all tags, all of us. And the woman's come in my house and she's gone, you little bastard. And I went, it's not me. I do it with the Z. And she went, I fucking knew it was you. And I was like, no, that was, yeah, man, it was fun times back then. When
golden eras.
You had no responsibilities.
So how old have you been back then?
I'd say year 7, year 8 in school.
I'd say 12, 13.
Mm.
What was the bug? What got you?
Oh, it, the thieving, raising, the raising was the high point of it, because obviously you go racking, and then you bump into people, and then mobile phones must have come out. Well, you remember them big fucking Motorola things?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the flip.
We used to have the codes for the phones in the train stations. You know them grey boxes.
Yeah.
So I think it was like. 0441 or something, and then your banana phone would start ringing, and it's fucking Enzo. He's like, where are you? I'm at your platform
free
4.
Free mobile phone, you had right. That was
platform
happening.
Four. Platform 4, crusty yeah. corner, we're going raise fucking 7-Eleven, and then the rest was just madness.
A lot of people will see this podcast quite significant in the sense that you were one of the movers and shakers of that time.
Mm.
You see, it's very curious that you were so... Because you're... Prolific being one thing in graph, there's a difference when you just love fucking stealing and you love trouble.
It's a buzz, man.
Yeah, tell me about that.
What, trouble?
Yeah.
Well, I fucking... Trouble finds me, but I do, like, slightly like it. Do you know what I mean? It's...
What bit do you like about it?
All sorts of it. Football violence, fucking raising, fighting. Well, not even so much now, because I'm trying to change my life a bit, but...
3.5 years sober as well, maximum respect.
We got
all that.
But sleepovers as well, isn't it?
But anything that's fucking adrenaline. Like, I'm a little adrenaline junkie. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I climbed a mountain last year.
What?
I climbed Mount Snowdon, bro. Everyone was saying, you're never doing that fat. Me,
you climbed Mount Snowdon?
I got to the top of Mount fucking Snowdon.
That's fucking cold.
Yeah.
Literally, maximum
Listen,
respect.
I've got to the top of it, bro. I've got my vape out, chunging. I've got to the top of Mount Snowdon, bro.
That's some of the freshest air you'll ever...
And my pal said to me, come, you're going to get the train back. I said, nope, I'm walking to the bottom. And I walked all the way to the bottom.
That's amazing. That is a test. So it's adrenaline?
Adrenaline, just anything, man. It's like when, on Sir Kiff's podcast, he said about, like, near misses.
Mm.
Them near misses, like, I don't feel like I'm in danger when I'm in that environment. Like, I don't know how many times I've been close to the third rail, but I just walk near it like it's nothing. I lay down next to it.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. It's, I think I'm more used to it. But, yeah, every time I'm out there on them, in them tracks, or you're risking your life, man.
Yeah. But the newer phase of youth culture is, like, things like the free jumping. The adrenaline, real life.
Yeah, no, that's madness. I'm too big for that. I'd
but
fucking...
don't you think that rolls in tandem with which maybe wait, some of you lot have gone wait, through in graph?
Listen, I'd love to listen. If I could free jump, yeah.
Big offender.
If I could free jump, yeah, it'd be a different sort of free jumping, bro. The fucking stuff would all fall down, bro.
But blessings, honestly. Like we're talking on a more psychological level. So if you, for instance, if you pattern up, like this day and age, and I'm not talking about 24 feet fucking whatever sky rises that people do somersaults off, but there is a level of adrenaline that comes in when you're hanging off a bridge with trains going underneath it, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that part of the psyche?
Yeah, but it's still that, I don't know, it's... Do you know what, if I probably knew how close I was to death, I probably wouldn't do it.
Would you?
But I think I'm well fucking educated around that sort of stuff. It's like my next home. I love it on there. It's like another world when you're on tracks. Mm. You know what I mean? It's another world.
Is it life experience? Is it because you've been doing it since you was little?
I know my way around. You know what I mean? As long as you know
people.
Certain things and you've got a little bit of savvy around you should be all right.
Yeah. It's savvy, you know what I mean? Isn't it?
Of course it is. Common sense.
It's respect the space and the space respect you.
100%. It's Mother Nature, isn't it?
It is.
In a sense.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, it's psychological. It's out there. Yeah. And it's, yeah. That's interesting you say that. And we've never actually captured that on the podcast.
Mm.
Talk to me about South. South of the era. The South of late 90s into early noughties era. Talk to me about that.
Well, it was fucking, like... Well, it was. I was from Lewisham originally, but then my nan used to live in Kennington. And... I used to mix up the places, so I'd know all the writers from Lewisham and, like, Ormputton and all them ways. And then I'd know all the writers from Kennington. Well, not all the writers, but mainly PC back in the day, which is Perfect Crime.
Old type PC.
And that was Pine, Bash,
yeah.
Oath. And Free Oath, by the way, you know. I love you, my bro.
Free Oath.
But, so now I'm hanging around different crews, so I'd go... These lot one day, this lot the next day. But then started selling drugs, having kids. And graph just become like a... I weren't out there. We were just bombing Vauxhall and... We were still going raising Pantos and that, because that was when it went off with the Pantos. Like.
Mm.
And I met a couple of the big boys in the game and they taught me how to sleeve. Mm. Once I learned how to sleeve...
Who were the big boys that you learnt how to sleeve? Can we talk about that?
We could do. Yeah. Big Coz and Esno were the first guys I met.
Big up Esno, big up Coz. Come on.
They taught me how to sleeve. And once I started sleeving...
Game over.
Like, we used to absolutely go into art shops, just spinning racks, just coming out with thousands and thousands of pans.
Really?
Like, these pens were like £7 a pop.
Yeah.
We'd have bags full. Bags full. And then the black books started coming out. And it, like, all my dubs then were shit. But I was learning. And
as you went, yeah.
Then we got into the... then we met, Band and Worms. They started BMS.
Mm.
And they went to school with Pine.
Yeah, big up Band. Yeah.
And we were still, like, the little ones from the estate and fucking... I got put in BMS. Pine was already BMS. Bash was BMS. Pine. But then Band, obviously, upped his game. Next level sort of shit. Worms stopped writing. So now we're left with BMS.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're still in the crew, we're carrying the shit on. Yeah.
You hold the flag.
And
you hold the flag of
it's still going now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's still going on. Like, you got Hints battering it, Sakif battering it. Like, it's a close-knit family. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've all got each other's phone numbers. We all talk, we go on fucking holidays together. Mm. And, like, we're close, man. It's good, man.
You been in Penn?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Four, five times
got
now.
A couple of... Yeah, so you got a hotel room?
Yeah, I've got... Not no more. No, I'll give my key away now.
Good man.
Yeah, I'll give my key away for that. I can't be doing that. I was in jail with Take. Me and Take was in cellmates for fucking 8 months.
Really?
Bombing the yards.
Really?
Yeah, I remember we got some fucking, you know, you get, go education and they got them like felt tips. Just to break the felt tips off, you know, inside they've got that fucking, you just crash the bottom of the exercise yard. I wonder if they're still there.
Really? But
we get called taking fats in jail. And the little fat screw, I remember her, she went, I knew it was you fucking. So how are you going to explain that? Do you know what I mean? And there's take throw-ups everywhere in the jail. It was sick. I mean, it was all right.
What did everyone else think that was inside? Were they into it?
No, but people can't. Like, people say to me, why do you do that fucking childish thing? And I'm like, you don't understand what it's like to get that. Oh, it's
buzz.
It's a buzz. And it lasts for days.
Yeah.
You don't have to chase it because you're living it.
Yeah. Like, it's in you.
Yeah, it's part of life, man. It's part of, like, every time I'm on the phone, I'm fucking doodling or, do you know what I mean? It's everywhere, like, it's...
Do you think... All right, so now here comes a spicy question, all right? OK, we're ready for Spice Patrol. Hold on to your blinkers. Do you think graffiti still holds that same level of respect and criminality?
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
I fucking hope so, because if it don't, why the fuck are you doing it?
Yeah.
If you're not getting a buzz out of it, why are you doing it, bro? Are you doing it for dough? All right, well, fair play to you earning a bit of money, but I'm doing it for the... Like, I don't take pictures of my stuff. I've just fucking... The amount of stuff I've done, I've probably got about 30 pictures on my phone from my whole life.
This is kind of what I'm saying, because, like, you're really afraid of. Like, for you to be sitting here is going to be a surprise, so far as... You know what I mean? They're like, you've had a life in graph.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
He's done a lot.
You've done a lot, and then you've got your extracurricular. You know, you get involved with the football game. You know what I mean? Like you're well-rounded, seasoned.
I can't be that undercover when a geezer fucking writing my name with two O's on the end of it. The silly cunt. You know what I mean? It, like, that's what to me. With education, graffiti education, you should know throw-ups go up, like, dubs go over throw-ups, pieces go over chromes. You don't write someone else's fucking tag with two O's on the end of it.
Add two letters and it goes.
Do you know what I mean? It's fucking nuts.
What's like, that? Well, okay, so...
Bro, it hurts, yeah, when my nan calls me fats. She says to me, how the fuck did you get up there? When she sees hang-offs and that. And then a geezer, fair play to the fella, because he's smashed it. But he's still writing my name. Do you know what I mean? It's like me writing fucking Enzo, Sakifo. Just put an O on the end of anything and you're allowed to write it. Is that what it's got to?
Can I say one thing?
Go on.
You say he smashed it, yeah? Smashed shop.
Well, listen, in 2000... Oh, yeah, it's fair enough.
Smashed shop roofs.
Sweet.
Yeah, he smashed panels like you have.
In 2016... In 2016, I split up with one of my ex-misses. And I was selling packet... I was getting home from work, looking up fucking where Fats' stuff was, and I was going out every day with a fucking orange uniform in my backpack, paint, just taking him out.
Mm.
Taking him out. And then I stopped writing because I couldn't be fucking... It was tiring. Like.
Draining, yeah.
And I remember one time I had to... It was fucking on top, big time. I was on my ones. I'm sitting indoors, fucking charged, like, this cunt, I'm going to kill him.
Was this pre-sobriety?
Pre-sobriety. You didn't want to know me then. Mm-hmm. But I was a fucking...
We'll get back to that in a minute. Carry on, yeah.
So now I'm looking on my phone thinking, right, I'm going there. So I've got on a fucking train on my ones, went to Gospel Oak, had a blast at the station, climbed up some fences and that. It was late. And I've got up on the top near the train station and there was an overground park there.
Yeah.
So when I'm blasting, I never used to drink. I used to dry sniff.
Yeah.
So I'm getting para. I'm thinking, shall I paint that or not? And I'm thinking, nah, man, I'm on my ones. Anything could happen. So I think, how the fuck am I going to get past this train and to this Fats dub? Fats O dub. And a freight train's pulled past. So I run with the freight train past
it's
the
slow
train.
Enough.
So now this train's on here. The fucking... The overground's here, the freight's here, I'm running alongside it. I get to the end of it, think, fucking, thank fuck for that. But now I'm looking back at this train thinking, oh, this is paintable, you know? But I hide under, you know, the electrical boxes.
Yeah.
Sitting down, having a fucking blast up.
Yeah.
Smoking a fag and I hear, I look around the side of the box, the fucking SG has jumped off this fucking train, started bombing it towards me.
What?
He's seen the smoke.
Yeah.
I'm off, I don't know where I am. I get over this track, zigzagging through a park, the geezer's shining torches on me.
Oh, fuck.
I jump in this garden, I chuck all my paint, chuck my phone. I've got one little bit of packet left in my pocket, blast it. I think, oh my days, I've got to sit here for a little while. I don't know where the fuck I am. Next thing I know, fucking chopper comes.
What?
The chopper's zoomed in on the tracks. You see the heat sensor just up and down the tracks. And I was like, oh my days, I'm getting fucking nicked. But they didn't search the park. They only searched the lines thinking I was still on there. Got a bus all the way home. And that's when I thought, this is getting a bit long now, this
don't
man.
Don't knock that camera.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it straight? Is it all right, yeah? Fantastic. Okay, just checking. Nice, the movement. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's fun times, man.
That is fucking harrowing.
Mm.
I don't know how you process things like that.
I remember when Montana's first come into London, bruv. Like, when we used to go to a Sir shop in Carl Shorten. Like, do you know what I mean? And the graffitis and magazines first come out, and that it was
big up Julia. People sleep on those graphic magazines.
Carl Shorten.
Graffitis.
Remember
Carl
Shorten?
Shorten?
Well, I used to buy meat knees. Yeah, that's in it. The shop. And they did graffitis and magazines.
Yo, right. Knees, man. There's another deep end.
Carl Shorten, that New York way, Crawley.
Yeah, Crawley. Yeah, yeah. It's a Carl Shorten.
Knees, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
And then they opened that shop in Clapham Junction, and that's when it evolved, really.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the first graphics. I mean, of course, there was All City. You know what I mean? An HQ after,
yeah,
but...
Weren't HQ the Ruthless?
No, HQ was Peckham. I mean, Brixton,
robbed,
isn't it? Brixton,
yeah. Coming
outside. So used to rob everyone there.
Who is it?
So, yeah.
Mm. Talk to me about this period you speak of when you were, like, high and you were aggressive and you were, like, pent up. Not necessarily with Fat So, but... You know, this period where you were just like, you got to the top of the mountain and you just had to sort yourself out. It was like,
bro, this is where I'll big up my ex, man, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been in recovery. So there's bare ratings for that girl for doing that for me. Yeah, but life's good now.
Yeah,
I enjoy my life, and then once I come back. It took me a little while to start going football. It took me a little while to start painting because it's about that sort of stuff, do you know what I mean? And I get more of a buzz from it now because this is the first time I've done it sober. And the buzz from it is fucking, it's immense. It's different gravy, mate.
Three and a half years is a long time to kind of recover.
I was in active addiction I started smoking ash, started selling weed, started selling packets. For the first 2 years, it was all right. But then it got messy. And it got bad, man. Like, it ruined my life, man. I didn't see my kids. I just didn't really, like, my kids were non-existent to me, man. I was just like, I was living for packet. So, I mean, borrowing money off everyone, fucking stamping all over it. And do you know what I mean? It got bad. It got bad. And one day someone offered me a place in a rehab. And I was like, you know what? I've got to go. And you only meant to do fucking 3 months there. I stayed there for 9 because I was too scared to come back.
Really?
Because I didn't want it no more. No. Like, the relationship I got with my family now, like my mum, my fucking daughters, my nan, it's different level. Mm. Different level.
Mm. That you wouldn't trade for nothing or anything?
No.
That's amazing, bruv.
There's a friend that knew him when he was doing that.
There's a friend that knew him, yeah?
The man he is now today.
Yeah. The man he is
totally
now.
Totally fucking different.
Different, yeah.
Totally.
That's different. And no one you can't ask more for that, bruv.
You wouldn't realise that was him.
Well, you wouldn't realise it was him.
No,
I met
man.
Him when he
I was a mess. I was a mess.
I met him when he was in them situations, yeah?
Yeah.
And I thought, bro, he's a good person.
Yeah, he's a good person.
And do you know what?
bad situations.
I've seen him now today.
Yeah. And he's alright.
And he's like to yeah. me, what the fuck are you doing oh, yeah, all okay. that okay, for? Yeah, yeah. yeah. And do you know what? Brilliant person, role model, yeah. icon.
Yeah. Sometimes what it is fats, and I think this is why you
he's
get
a good boy,
yeah, that's why you get your flowers now, bro. Because
he's fucking, he's a good boy.
Yeah, and sometimes like you can be a role model in one aspect of people's lives, but when you're able to turn that corner and be more than not only what you would have ever expected, but achieving greater, well, that's a proud moment for everybody. Proud,
and yeah. then. It's amazing. And then not only that, helping himself, helping fucking others.
Others, yeah, helping other people.
To be what was there.
Can I ask you something? Do you have any regrets?
That I stopped painting in 2000. them eras were the ones. Mm. Like, I was too wrapped up in dough.
You're a woman, yeah.
But the 2000s, the 2010s, I didn't. That's when it. Like, I look back at it now, and they were the days that it was happening.
Really,
and I went in it.
Do you think it would have steered you in a better, kind of more creative path?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I would have probably got nicked for it. Would you? Put it that way, yeah.
Yeah, but you were on it anyway. But you were on something else at the time as well.
Yeah.
So the thing that you were on at the time, how deep did that get?
Deep.
Really.
Yeah, I was. I got banged up for selling heroin when I was 17. Come out of jail. Started selling packet again. Got nicked about 9 months after that. Went straight back to jail.
Wow.
Then loads of bits of jail for violence. It just got messy, man. I was like, if you knew me in the madness, I was a skinny little rat.
Really?
Just but my name was Fats. Like, someone said to me before, you look like you should be fat, but you're not. And it is. Yeah, man. Yeah. I remember when fucking, you know, that film Snatch, yeah. when that come out, I'm on the beginning of that. When Fat Tyrone's there, if you see it, he runs past, he gets out of the car and he's getting chased.
Mm-hmm.
They're just fats, 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 fats. And boom, 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 that's boom, my boom. Little claim to fame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen it. Red
it's amazing.
You yeah. killed it.
So yeah. when I can ram, man's in fucking yeah. Snatch. You know what I mean? Is it Lockstock? One of the two.
It's Lockstock.
Graff yeah. can sometimes be the safe space for a lot of... And this goes back to kind of the question of, like, the legality of it in 2024 compared to late noughties, early noughties, late 90s, is perhaps that would have steered you right.
I don't know. Money talks, doesn't it?
It does talk, doesn't it?
Money talks.
Yeah.
Money talks, man. Right. But Graff's always been a part of me. I've always had a fucking a stain, or I'm always doing outlines or something. I just weren't active. Do you know what I mean? I weren't out every day looking at spots. Mm. I weren't out racking.
Talk to me about Platform 4.
Platform 4?
Yeah. London
Listen,
Bridge.
If you're from South London and you writ from 99... to the 2000s and that. You know about Platform 4 and the stairwell. Like, it was...
I know nothing. Tell the story.
You go there. If you wanted to meet a writer from South, you stay at Platform 4 like you're benching a fucking train and you are bumping into someone. And then you all just, like... It's like a bunch of fucking wasps just all swarming and you all get bigger and bigger and bigger wow. and bigger. And then they fucking bail you and you're just... running and walking in shops and just walking out. They can't do nothing.
Wow.
The 7-Eleven. Do you remember that brew raising times?
Like,
sleeving. Brew raising. Like, we'll go brew raising and then we'll go fucking paint raising. And then I'd nick all tracksuits and go back to my mum and say, look, this crackhead's selling these over the road, so she'd pay me. Then I'm
the
allowed,
old crackhead story,
then
right?
I'm allowed, then I'm allowed to wear the fucking tracksuit around the house because she thinks I bought it, yeah, but I've just stolen it from somewhere. And then she'd you got to be in at 9. And I'd be, all right. And then I'd go, Alki's mum's got to ring my mum. And then the next thing I'm doing London Bridge, like one of the biggest railways in fucking London.
Is this going to be a revelation to your mum right now to hear these stories?
My mum see my artwork on a train running through London Bridge the other day and she messaged me. She said, I'll just see your train. It really made me smile.
Yeah, like, that's dope.
Whoa, that's the one.
It, dope. It really made me smile.
It's good though, isn't it? What my mum's saying? What? I see your fucking. She says, "I see your artwork today." That's what she says. I see your artwork. It made me smile. Artwork,
big up, Mumsy.
It ain't fucking artwork. It's vandalism.
It's art.
Mum, I thought we talked about this.
It's art. Listen. Bless her. Listen. I am not an artist. I'm a fucking vandal.
No, you are very. I'll say
you're
more of an artist, personally.
Yeah, I think you're an artist. Cutbacks,
it's not, mate. Cutbacks. Yeah, here. I've learned how to do cutbacks.
I'm more of an artist, bro. You ain't a pro man. You ain't a pro man, geezer. You're a colour geezer.
Listen, be at peace with your creativity, brother.
I'll become an artist, if that's how you want to call it.
Wait. I'm having sleep.
Come on, let's crack on.
Yeah. So listen.
Sorry.
Come on.
Get that shit out.
Bro, but that's you know what?
And I think it is, you're a family man, whether it's crew, whether it's your mom, and what is blessed about it is that your sobriety has allowed that to happen. Right? The sobriety has cleared your head, which is really
100%
important, isn't it?
100%. These lot of fucking dickheads. When you not come and do one, yeah? Watch how I go on.
I just don't want...
You
I got one.
He's going to edit this shit.
Facts,
what's the point of doing it if he's going to edit it all?
No.
Batty boy.
You know what it is?
You're a batty boy.
This is this.
Natural.
Do you know?
He's not a receiver.
On a reel.
He's a giver.
Do you know how much this is going to get in views because of the vibe?
Because it's real. We are real. It's real.
It's banter. And this lot, they don't want anything less than the realest shit. So the future is bright. What do we expect?
Mate, you're mugging it now.
So, future's bright. So what's next?
Once I lose some of this fucking weight, then... Because I'm a little bit big to be doing what I'm doing at the minute. It's hard work. But once the weight comes off, which you can see, fucking water.
Yeah,
it's going to be a little bit on tops coming, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm itching for
all
it.
All city business.
Down.
Yeah. BMS
come on, BMS business. That's what I'm talking about.
100%.
2024 and beyond.
A couple of things are getting ironed out.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Some scores to settle.
A little bit.
Wow, this ain't going to be the fucking first. This ain't going to be the last podcast.
No. I can feel another one.
This ain't going to be the last podcast we hear from you.
100.
You happy in your life?
100%. I'm at peace, man. Fucking... I love my life, man.
Love your enemies?
Yeah, do you know what I'll do? Because he's given me the drive to come back.
And all scores are settled. Line in the sand. Anything that pre can...
What do you mean?
Well, I just mean that you're happy.
I'm fucking
you
mad
can
at
let
peace.
It go.
I'm at peace, yeah, but I'm still going to catch up with him. Like, we've still got to talk.
Okay.
We've still got to talk. I don't know about all this graph beef when, like, what do you do when you catch someone? And you go, what do you do? Smud each other and go, yeah, thanks for taking out 20 of my dubs.
Yeah.
Are you mad?
Ain't
about taking out dubs,
it's about taking the name.
Do
you know what it's about doing the fucking most and,
like,
getting shit done?
Yeah, that's it.
So, if you can't beat him, join him. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving. 2024, right. Everything to play for. Nothing to complain about and everything to look forward to.
100%.
My brother.
Bless up for getting me here, man.
Fats in the fucking building. Huh? BMS 439. Come on, what more do you need to know? We're keeping it heritage in here. Legacy holding in the building. Killer Keller podcast. Remember, crime don't pay, but neither do they, all right? You stay lucky. Don't talk to anyone I wouldn't, all right? And be safe out there. Fats, you're a don.
Bless
be
up.
Lucky. Use it!